This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 29th of July. Coming up, the one-year anniversary of the Pakistan floods. India's cricketers face England in the second test. And happy feet, the penguin gets a clean bill of health. But first, it's 1 year to the day since Pakistan was hit by devastating floods, killing 1,600 people. Rivers burst their banks and entire villages were washed away during the monsoon rains, causing millions to flee their homes in the northwest of the country. But 12 months on, and with a new rainy season about to start, hundreds of thousands of families still don't have proper shelter. This UN worker says there's a long way to go.
For Pakistan, or the Pakistanis who have been impacted by this, to recover, honestly, it would definitely require much, much more resources than is currently available, and definitely would require time.
Racing now, and Lewis Hamilton finished fastest in this morning's first practice session for Sunday's Hungarian Grand Prix. He's looking to build on last week's victory in Germany. Red Bull's Mark Webber was fourth quickest, but his session drew to a close earlier than expected after his car span off the track into a barrier. On to cricket, and the second test between India and England is underway at Trent Bridge. Both teams are going into the second round with injuries. On England's side, Tim Bresnan stands by to replace Chris Tremlett, and India is without their main strike bowler, Zaheer Khan. Here's India's captain, MS Dhoni.
He's our most experienced bowler. It's a bit disappointing to not to have him, but it's something, you know, that's beyond our control. You know, it just gives a chance to some of the other bowlers, you know, to prove their mettle.
More news now, and astronomers are getting pretty excited after spotting an asteroid not far from Earth. The rock is between 200 and 300 metres wide, and it sits in front of our planet. But don't worry, space experts say we're not in any danger of it crashing into us. Now, you might remember us telling you the tale of Happy Feet the Emperor Penguin. The adventurous wee fella was found washed up on a New Zealand beach after travelling all the way from Antarctica. That's a massive 3,000 kilometres. Well, after some serious TLC, we can tell you that Happy Feet is recovering well and could return home next month. And we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you which Argentinian footy legend is Aguero's father-in-law. The answer is Diego Maradona. Okay, that's it. Finito. This has been the last World News for Schools bulletin, for the foreseeable future at least. We want to say a huge thank you to all of you for listening. We also want to say a big shout out to everyone who's been in touch over the last week to say goodbye. To Nancy and Wolfkin in China, Michelle and all her students in France, Lorena in Venezuela, and everyone else who's emailed in. We've loved hearing from you. So from Leah, Ore, Sonali, Hayley, John, and me, Ricky, it's bye for now.